I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The state lawmaker arrested yesterday for bringing a gun to Denver International Airport was caught during a Homeland Security check. Denver police said she's only the second arrest on those charges in the last year. Bente Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Representative Lori Sain's 9mm handgun had four magazines in it when she was stopped. Her booking slip from Denver police says a routine TSA check discovered the firearm in her bag. Sain has a permit to carry a concealed gun, but passengers aren't allowed to have firearms for security reasons. Sain is a Firestone Republican who represents cities and towns in eastern Colorado. She has also led efforts at the state legislature to repeal Colorado's ban on high-capacity magazines, passed following the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting. Sain was sent to jail after security agents found the handgun. Our efforts to reach Sain have been unsuccessful. Under federal law, a person may transport unloaded firearms in a locked, hard-sided container as checked baggage only. You must also declare the firearm or ammunition to the airline when checking your bag at the ticket counter. The Denver Police Department has responded to 106 similar reports. Sain is only the second arrest in the last 12 months. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Bente Berkland in Denver.
People interested in the future of the southeast side of Colorado Springs are invited to join a forum about improving the area. A panel discussion takes place tonight at 7 p.m. in the Tutt Boys and Girls Club, located at 1455 South Shelton Road. That panel will include Councilwoman Yolanda Avila, representing District 4, which makes up most of the southeast side of Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.